Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Verse number 24. May my Lord, who is four-handed and whose beautifully decorated lotus feet with eyes as red as the rising sun is smiling kindly await me at that moment when I quit this body. So may my Lord, who is four-handed and whose beautifully decorated lotus face with eyes as red as the rising sun is smiling kindly await me at that moment when I quit this material body. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Krishna, Bhisma Deva knew well that Lord Krishna is the original Narayana. His worshipable deity was four-handed Narayana. But he knew that four-handed Narayana is a plenary expansion of Lord Krishna. Indirectly, he desired Lord Sri Krishna to manifest himself in his four-handed feature of Narayana. A Vaishnava is always humble in his behavior, although it was 100% certain that Bhisma Deva was approaching by Kunta Dama. Just after leaving his material body, still as a humble Vaishnava, he desired to see the beautiful face of the Lord, for after quitting the present body, he might not be in a position to see the Lord anymore. A Vaishnava is not puffed up, although the Lord guarantees his pure devotee entrance into his abode. Here Bhisma Deva says, as long as I do not quit this body. This means that the great general would quit the body by his own will. He was not being forced by the laws of nature. He was so powerful that he could stay in his body as long as he desired. He got this benediction from his father. He desired that the Lord stay before him in his four-handed Narayana feature so that he might concentrate upon him and thus be entranced in his meditation. Then his mind might be satisfied with thinking of the Lord. Thus he did not mind wherever he might go. A pure devotee is never very anxious to go back to the kingdom of God. He entirely depends on the good will of the Lord. He is equally satisfied even if the Lord desires him to go to hell. The only desire that a pure devotee entertains is that he may always be in rapt attention with thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord regardless. That's a misprint. Interesting. You see that? The word regardless. That's a misprint. Bhisma Deva wanted this much only, that his mind be absorbed in thinking of the Lord and that he pass away thus. That is the highest ambition of a pure devotee. There's a lot of interesting points. Now the question is, why does Bhisma Deva want to see Krishna in his Narayana form, with four hands or four arms, and why doesn't he want to see him in his original Krishna form? Prabhupada was asked this question, and he said it's a question of preference. Now, Bhisma Deva has this chivalric relationship with the Lord. So, when the Lord is fighting, he doesn't fight with the flute in his hand. He fights with the gada and the chakra. So, Therefore, Bhisma prefers seeing him in his Narayana form, because that's the form in which he has this rasa with. So it's a question of preference. So this whole episode about Bhisma Deva puts to rest the whole controversy. Well, it's not a big controversy, but there's some controversy between the Sri Vaishnavas and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Vaishnavas say that Narayana is the original form of God, and everything comes from Narayana, including Krishna. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas say that Krishna, in his two-hand form, is the original form of God, and everything comes from him, including Narayana. Well, we have two big, big experts. Both say that Brahma is one, and then Bhisma Deva is another, and there are others. We'll go over those also. But Brahma says, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satchitananda Vigraha. Right? And that Krishna is the Supreme God, Ishvara Parama, the Parama Ishvara, Krishna. And he is Sarvakarana Karanam, the cause of all causes. Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satchitananda Vigraha, he has a transcendental body. Anadi, he is never born. Adir, he's the original personality of God. Anadir, Adir, Govinda, he's known as Govinda, the protector and of the cows. And Sarvakarana Karanam, he is the cause of all causes. Well, who else says that? Sukadeva Goswami says that. He says he's the primeval cause of all causes in the first mantra, right? And Bhisma Deva says that Krishna is the first Narayana. In other words, it's indicating that Narayana emanates from Krishna. Then you have many other persons. Well, Brahma, in two places that we know, says that Krishna also is the first Narayana, and or the origin of everything. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:14:14. Remember that? We went over that the other day. Right? So 10:14:14. Let's see where that is. I'll go over that one more time. So 10:14:14. Oh, I don't have it in this book. Interesting. Anyway, we went over it. It says, Brahma says, are you not the first Narayana? Right? And yeah, it's strange I don't have it in this book. I have to add it. Okay. And then Arjuna says that Krishna is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavam Purusham Sasvatam Divyam Adidevam Ajam Vibhu. Krishna says he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. When he said, Hamsa Vasya Prabhu Matak Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Man Buddha Bhava Saman Vitaha. He says many times that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Itadyoni bhutani sarvaniti upadaraya ham krishna sya jagata prabhava pralayastata. Another seventh chapter, verse, I think, number six. So, and he says also that, he says in the end of the 15th, or near the end of the 15th chapter, he also says, what's he say? He says, Yomam ibam samudha janati purushottamam Sasarvavit Bhajanti Mam Sarvabhava Nibharata. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama, without doubting is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. Read it. Read it out loud. Embodied being, not embroidered being. Is your expansion, right? Right, there it is. So there's also Kushikar Alvar says so, Ramanuja says so, Yamunacharya says so, we can go through the list, Namalvar says so, and all the Mahajans, say so. Yamaraj, Palad Maharaj, and Prithu Maharaj, and so forth. They all confirm this. Okay. But here, Bhisma, Pitama is saying so. And now we understand why it's possible to prefer to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Narayana. So there's nothing wrong with that. Because Narayana is non-different than Krishna. It's just that Krishna has a few qualities that Narayana does not manifest. But those are qualities of sweetness. Narayana has the same power that Krishna has, because he's a plenary expansion. Okay. So here it says, Bhisma knew well that Lord Krishna is the original Narayana. His worshipable deity was four-handed Narayana. But he knew that four-handed Narayana is a plenary expansion of Lord Krishna. Indirectly, he desired Lord Sri Krishna to manifest himself in his four-handed feature of Narayana. Why does it say indirectly? Let's read on. A Vaishnava is always humble in his behavior, although it was 100% certain that Bhisma Devi was approaching Vaikuntha Dhamma just after leaving his material body. Still, as a humble Vaishnava, he desired to see the beautiful face of the Lord, for after quitting the present body, he might not be in a position to see the Lord anymore. Yeah. Because he's being humble. He's not saying, I'm definitely going back to Vaikuntha. He's being very humble. And he wants to see the beautiful face of the Lord. In other words, he doesn't want to see anything else at the moment of death. Then he won't go back to Godhead, right? For after quitting the present body, he might not be in a position to deceive the Lord anymore. So we should be anxious to always see the Lord, right? Because we don't know what's going to happen to us. Maybe at the moment of death, instead of seeing the Lord, we see, something else that we were attached to in life, and then we don't go back to Godhead. So, a Vaishnava is not puffed up, although the Lord guarantees his pure devotee entrance into his abode. Here, Bhisma Deva says, as long as I do not quit this body. This means that the great general would quit the body by his own will. He was not being forced by the laws of nature. He was so powerful that he could stay in his body as long as he desired. Well, at that point, his body didn't have any more blood or skin. It was just bone, but still, he was alive. They don't want to scare you. No, it says, let's see. It says that he didn't have any, let me just see. I might be wrong. Let's see. Here's another thing. When did Bismadeva's body, according to this Bhagavatam, he leaves it on Makara Sankranti. But other people celebrate it later than that. So that's another question that we can research. So let's see. Oh, this is another question. I know I remember reading it, but I may be wrong. My understanding is that he didn't have any blood left. He didn't have any skin left. It was just bone. But, like I said, I could be wrong. You might have to find this in the Mahabharata. Okay, so we'll research that. Later on, of course, in this chapter, very soon in this chapter, okay, anyway, so we'll stop right there and research this question. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.